The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The word of the Lord. Today, Jesus gives us a lesson on hospitality, and a whole lot more than that. Jesus has been invited to a dinner at the leader of the Pharisees' house. That's code for super important guy. Jesus arrived for dinner and he began to watch what was going on. As people took their places at the table, he noticed them jockeying for position. Everyone who knew their place, which was based on their social status. And as they assembled at dinner, a very clear power dynamic was playing out. As he watched all of this unfolding, Jesus, who obviously was never taught that you shouldn't discuss religion or politics at a dinner party, decides to speak up. So imagine this scene. As everyone is getting settled, Jesus says something like, "You know, it occurs to me that if you were to attend, hypothetically, a wedding banquet, instead of trying to get the best spot at the table you can, it would be better to take the spot with the lowest honor. That way, you won't be embarrassed if you have to move when someone more important comes in. It's just smart strategy. Nowhere to go but up." Well, you can imagine how that came off. Everyone got a little nervous, a little squirmy at the discomfort of Jesus' comments. But then it got worse. Jesus turned to the leader of the Pharisees, his host, and said directly, and I bet loudly enough for everyone to hear, "You know, I think it's a good policy to not just invite people you like when you throw a dinner party. I feel like it's so obvious when you do that. You're just trying to get a return invitation. Here's what I think. I think if you decide to throw a dinner party, you should invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind." Everyone scanned the room quickly to just confirm what they already knew. There was not one poor, crippled, lame, or blind person there. And as we expect, a few people in the group shuffled their feet. A few coughed. Some were looking down at their plate in silence. In the middle of all that tension, Jesus ties up everything with a little proverb. Some moral advice about being humble and helping people who can't repay you. But you and I are left scratching our heads, trying to figure out what Jesus' point was and why he decided that dinner party would be a great time to offer some lessons on hospitality. If you think, when you hear this text, as I did at first, that Jesus sounds a bit like a progressive Miss Manners, that's okay. We modern folk are a bit clueless when we read this text because our concept of hospitality is radically different from the concept in Jesus' day. Hospitality to us is about creating a nice space where guests, preferably not family members, can come for a little while to visit us and be suitably impressed by our accommodations or our magazine-worthy table settings. We want them to have a good time, and then we want them to go home. But hospitality in Jesus' day was a completely different thing. A dinner party like this, in the society in which Jesus lived, was a vehicle for enforcing the social code in a culture where your status determined some very critical things, like your income, your profession, your health, your chances at marrying well, your power. Not surprisingly, what seems like advice from Jesus on how to be a welcoming at a dinner party is something much, much more revolutionary. It would be good for us to note that by the time Jesus got to dinner, he was already in a little bit of trouble. Remember that passage from last week, where he was teaching in the temple on the Sabbath, and he noticed a woman who needed to be healed? So he stopped his sermon, and he healed her. And the temple leaders were outraged that he would break Sabbath laws, and they started complaining about him to the crowd. Jesus went on to call them out for their hypocrisy, and then he started preaching. He preached about mustard seeds and yeast and a narrow door, and all those parables were describing in different ways, as he always seemed to do, this concept called the kingdom of God. God's hope for the whole world in which we would live together in peace with justice, showing the rest of the world what can happen in human community when we make it a point to love God and love our neighbors. So you can see how Luke chapter 14, immediately following Jesus' fire and brimstone preaching, would begin with a verse that reads, "When Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely." That's when it gets worse again. You'll note that today's reading skips over 5 verses. And those 5 verses tell us about an incident that happened on the road on the way to dinner that night. Jesus meets another man who is sick and needs healing. So Jesus stops in the middle of the road, turns to the Pharisees, the leaders of the temple, and says, "Are you going to tell me that I can't heal this man because it is the Sabbath?" Nobody answered him. So Jesus healed the man. And then they went off to the dinner party. So you can understand a little better now why things were tense, and why we were right to suspect that when Jesus spoke up at dinner, he wasn't just handing out advice for how to be a good host. The Pharisees knew immediately that Jesus was being fiercely critical of the social order that kept them comfortable and powerful, and kept a whole lot of other people suffering. Their society was a society that was ordered by social construct that did not in any way resemble the kingdom of God that Jesus kept preaching and teaching about. It was a system of honor and shame, where an invisible tally was always being kept. It was about who you knew and how you looked and what kind of power you wielded and who you were. Everybody was busy trying to climb the social ladder to accumulate as much as possible on that tally sheet. And it didn't matter who you had to climb over to get higher. Jesus looked around the room at that dinner party and thought, "This is not the kingdom of God. This is not at all God's hope for the whole world in which we live together in peace and justice, showing what can happen in human community when we make it a point to love God and love our neighbors." So maybe he was exasperated, or maybe Jesus didn't care anymore about being polite at dinner. When he launched into his advice on hospitality, he really had two things to say. First, we live in a world with systems that are broken and unjust. Every single day, you and I wake up in a country with a skyrocketing cost of living and too many unacceptable public schools and a minimum wage that no one can live on. In our country, many don't have enough to eat. Some cities don't have safe drinking water. And healthcare? Well, that just isn't there for a lot of people. Broken. Many days we feel like there is not that much we can do except play along. Do what we can to make sure we are as secure as we can in this difficult and broken system. But Jesus would say no. No, no, no. As he did at dinner that night. There actually is something you can do every single day as you navigate your way in and out of situations where sexism and injustice and racism and a sick meritocracy are undeniably influencing our world. You can behave not as the broken system expects and requires, but as if the kingdom of God actually was the order of the day. Jesus told the people stepping over each other to get the best place at the table to instead go all the way to the end of the table and sit at the lowest place. Make room for others. Live with humility. In every single interaction, we can choose whether or not we are demonstrating what the kingdom of God looks like. And the second thing that Jesus wanted to say, he said when he turned and spoke directly to the Pharisees, the temple leaders, the super important guys. Those of you with power and influence, you have to change those broken systems. When you throw a dinner party, don't just invite your friends and people who can repay the favor. Invite people who wouldn't have the opportunity to come otherwise. Change the way the system works. Jesus lived in a society where social institutions were characterized by exploitation, political exclusion, and unequal access to resources. And that created a system of winners and losers in which people became trapped. And structural violence resulted, power inequity, poverty, and the denial of basic human rights. Basic human needs went unmet. And groups suffered from inadequate access to resources and exclusion from institutional decision-making. Sound familiar? It is familiar, because we live in a society like that too. Jesus wanted the unjust systems changed back then, and through his words in Luke's gospel today, he is offering the same challenge to us. Change the system that breaks the backs of the poor and perpetuates generations of injustice. And when you have power, it is your holy calling to dismantle systems that oppress people and rebuild societal structures that make room for everybody. When they set out to go to dinner that night, the Pharisees were watching Jesus very closely. But by the end of the night, he had turned the spotlight onto them. Are we going to behave like the kingdom of God is the real order of the day? Are we going to use our power and influence to change systems that are hurting people? Maybe Jesus thought of the words of the prophet Jeremiah that we spoke today. They turned to worthless things and became worthless themselves. Hear the warning. We should be very careful if we read this passage from Luke and assume Jesus is giving us a lesson on hospitality. Because Jesus would ask us just those same questions. Are we willing to push back broken and unjust systems and live as if the kingdom of God is coming to be all around us? Will those of us who have power and influence work to change these unjust systems? If we say that we are followers of Jesus Christ, that we are living into the kingdom of God right here and right now, we better get busy because people are watching. Amen.